be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that bears no fruit, he cuts away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes to make it bear even more. You are pruned already by means of the word that I have spoken to you. Make your home in me, as I make mine in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit all by itself, but must remain a part of the vine, neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever remains in me, with me in him, bears fruit in plenty. For cut off from me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is like a branch that has been thrown away. He withers. These branches are collected, thrown on the fire, and they are burnt. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, you may ask what you will, and you shall get it. It is to the glory of my Father that you should bear much fruit, and then you will be my disciples. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I shall not talk to you anymore, immediately comes into its own because Jesus is about to be arrested. And it's at this point that John puts Gusset into the Gospel, and we find ourselves going into chapter 15, chapter 16, and chapter 17, which all stand between that, saying that I shall not talk to you anymore, and the eventual departure for Gethsemane and the arrest. So, it seems very clear that these three gospel chapters that we're going to read now are later reflections of the meaning of what Jesus is about, and later workings out of his last instructions, or his last will and testament. And when we look at what's in this gospel we've read today, immediately we can see the contrast with what went before. Up to this point, the last discourse has been talking about the departure of Jesus, his going to the Father, his leaving the disciples behind, their sadness because he's going, their lack of understanding, and their need to make great progress in understanding, which they will do under the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can only come to them when Jesus has departed from them. Now, that's in total contrast to the themes that we've looked at tonight, where everything is about remaining together, staying in Christ, making our home in him as he makes his home in us. The previous chapter seemed to speak of Jesus' home being with the Father, and it evokes those lines in the other Gospels where he says, the Son of Man has nowhere here to lay his head. And here we have no abiding home. Make your home in heaven, where true treasure can be stored. And now we're looking at a piece of teaching which uses this favorite word to remain. Remain in part of the vine. Remain in me, with me and you. You will bear fruit in plenty. Cut off from me, you can do absolutely nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is like a branch thrown away. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask what you will and you should get it. The word mene, to stay, to remain, also gives us the word mane, which is the Greek word for a home. And this language belongs to the household of the church, the communion of the family of the church. That bond between people, which has to be reliable if the church is to be what it should be. And our bond is with Christ, in whom we make our home. This virtue of constancy, of abiding loyalty, of a sort of cleaving to Christ, speaks to us of those early centuries of the church, where there were many forces abroad in people's lives which would have scattered them, divided them, which would have made disloyalty easy. The price on the head of Christians, the encouragements to betray and to apostatize, the hardship of a community building itself and making its way to the beginning. These words speak to the early church. And it's as if Jesus looks from his high vantage point at the end of his ministry, on his way to the ascent of the cross, looks forward into the story that lies ahead of the church, and sees its growth as an organic thing like a tree. If you know anything about the vines, you know what a brilliant and noble growth the vine is. How great, how long-lived, and how very extensive it is, not only along the top of the earth, but underneath it as well. What a wise plant, how it finds its way to grow and expand, how it makes use of everything that comes in its way. The church has been a bit like that. It's had to be very vigorous. It's had to learn how to bore through solid rock to get to moist soil. It's had to learn how to lean on the structures of the world without belonging to them. And it's had to learn how to bear fruit and yield abundantly because of the importance of what it has to give to the world. And if we think of the words of Jesus, I am the true vine, there is much for us to meditate on. You are the branches. Much for us to receive and to do. So there's no real contrast between these two forms of teaching. But in this image, we see the virtues of endurance and of fidelity. And that clinging together, which is the condition for the church to survive. Lord, make us conscious of our being part of the plant. Make us fruitful as we receive and share in its life. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.